everyone. So we all want to connect with the right people with our message, right?
Right.
I mean, that's kind of the whole point, isn't it?
Yeah.
And today we're going to take a deep dive into how to do that. We're looking at this excerpt from The Language of Your Audience.
Okay.
And it's really all about using those demographics and interests to make sure your message resonates.
Yeah, this source really emphasizes, you know, how important it is to understand your audience and speak to them in a way that builds trust.
Mm.
It can actually lead to conversions, you know, getting people to take action.
Yeah. Have you ever seen one of those ads that just feels totally off, like they're talking to someone else?
Oh, all the time.
And it's just like, next, you know, like, this isn't for me.
Yeah, like that Pepsi ad with Kendall Jenner. You remember that one?
Oh, gosh.
Trying to make light of those protests and stuff.
Yeah.
It just completely missed the mark.
Yeah.
And there was a huge backlash, you know, because they tried to capitalize on something without really understanding the meaning behind it.
Yeah.
So it really backfired.
Yeah. How do we avoid that?
Right.
How do we not be that brand?
Right.
So this source breaks it down into demographics and interests. Demographics, those are like the basic facts about people, their age, where they live, their income.
Mm-hmm.
But interests, this is where we get into what makes people tick, right? Like, what are their hobbies? What brands are they into? What values do they hold?
It's the difference between knowing, like, someone's address
right.
and knowing their favorite book.
Oh, yeah.
One tells you just, like, where they are. But the other one gives you a glimpse into who they are as a person.
Totally. So the source uses this great example about marketing to teenagers versus retirees. You want to use the same approach for both groups, right?
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, teenagers are on TikTok,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
They're all about memes and short videos. Retirees, on the other hand, they might be on Facebook.
All right. Yeah.
Maybe reading longer articles. Or some of them might even still be into, like, print newspapers and stuff.
So true.
You got to think about what platforms they're on.
Absolutely. So let's dive into those demographics first. The source makes it clear that age, location, and income, it's super important when we craft a message.
Yeah.
It sounds obvious.
It does.
But I think it's really easy to forget, like, how much these things shape how someone sees the world.
Yeah. Like, for example, if you were selling winter sports gear,
okay,
you probably wouldn't target people who live in the tropics.
Right.
Makes sense. Right.
Right.
Or, you know, if you're advertising like a luxury product,
yeah,
you're going to want to make sure your message resonates with people who can actually afford it.
Yeah, that makes total sense. It's like, once I saw this ad for a crazy expensive vacation package,
mm-hmm.
and I was struggling to pay my rent at the time.
Oh, yikes.
And I was just like, are you kidding me?
Bad timing.
The worst timing.
Yeah.
So it's all about meeting people where they are, right?
Yeah.
Not just geographically,
right.
but also in terms of what they're going through and what their budget is.
It's about relevance. You know, making sure your message actually connects with their reality.
Okay, so demographics give us a good basic picture. But now let's get into those interests.
Okay.
What does the source say about, like, really tapping into those deeper motivations?
All right. This is where it gets interesting. You know, the source talks about figuring out their hobbies and what brands they love and their values. It's almost like you're figuring out their own, like, personal algorithm for happiness.
Ooh, I like that, their personal algorithm. So how do we, like, crack the code? How do we use that to connect?
Well, they give some really cool examples in the source. Like, imagine you're selling running shoes.
Okay.
Instead of just listing out all the features,
mm-hmm.
you know, breathable mesh and cushioned soles and all that. What if you show actual runners?
Right.
Using your shoes and achieving their goals?
Yeah.
You're tapping into that feeling of accomplishment, that joy of pushing yourself further.
Yeah, it's not just about the product. It's about the whole experience.
Exactly. You're selling a story that they want to be a part of.
I like that.
And understanding their values, that's huge. Like, let's say your audience is really passionate about sustainability.
Okay.
Well, you could highlight your company's eco-friendly practices. Or maybe you donate a portion of your profits to an environmental cause.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're aligning your brand with something they really care about.
Yeah. So we've got demographics. We've got interests. Is that the whole picture? Because it seems like the source is hinting that there's more to it.
Yeah, you're right. They talk about going beyond the basics. And that's where behavioral data comes in. And also understanding life stage.
Okay. Break that down for me. What do you mean by behavioral data?
Think about how people interact with your website.
Okay.
Or your social media.
Mm.
What are they clicking on? What kind of content are they engaging with? How much time are they spending on each page?
Right.
All of that stuff can tell you so much about what actually resonates with them.
So it's not just who they say they are, but what they're actually doing.
Exactly. It's about their actions.
Okay.
And then you've got life stage. A college student's going to have different needs and priorities than a new parent.
Right.
Or someone getting ready to retire. Their messaging needs to reflect that.
Yeah, totally. My priorities have changed so much over the years. Like, what I cared about 5 years ago is totally different from what I care about now.
We're always evolving, right? Our messaging has to evolve, too.
Okay, so let's say we've done all the research. We understand our audience, demographics, interests, behavior, life stage. Now what? How do we actually make a message that works?
Well, the source lays out a pretty good roadmap. The first thing is use language they understand.
Okay.
Ditch the jargon. Speak to them directly.
So no more confusing industry terms.
No.
Got it.
What else? Focus on the benefits, not just the features. You know, instead of saying our software has X, Y, and Z features,
yeah.
Explain how those features will actually help them solve a problem or reach their goals.
So it's about showing how your product or service can make their lives better.
Exactly. Show them the value. And visuals are huge, too. Make sure you're choosing images and videos that resonate with their demographics and interests. You know, if you're targeting young professionals, show them using your product in a cool apartment or something.
Right.
But if you're targeting families, maybe you show images of people connecting and spending time together.
So you're creating a picture they can see themselves in.
Right. You want them to think, hey, that could be me.
Okay.
But none of this matters without a clear call to action. What do you want them to do after they see your message? Visit your website, make a purchase, sign up for a newsletter.
Yeah, don't leave them guessing. Make it clear and simple.
Exactly. And make sure it aligns with your goals. You know, if you're trying to increase sales, make it super easy for them to buy.
Right.
But if you're more focused on brand awareness, maybe you encourage them to follow you on social media or join your email list.
Okay, so we've got our message. We know what action we want them to take.
Yeah.
Now, where does all this information about our audience come from in the first place?
Well, the source recommends a few things.
Yeah.
First, market research. You know, you can do surveys, focus groups. You can even analyze your competitors and see who they're targeting and how they're doing it.
So getting some hard data about who they are and what they want.
Exactly. Then there's social listening.
Okay.
Paying attention to conversations happening online about your industry or your brand or even your competitors.
I guess that's where the social media monitoring tools come in.
Yeah, you're basically listening in on what people are saying and what they care about.
So, like, eavesdropping a little bit.
A little bit.
But for a good reason.
For research.
Okay, so market research, social listening. What else?
Website analytics.
Okay.
This tells you how people are interacting with your website. Like, what pages are they visiting? How long are they staying? What are they clicking on?
It's like a behind-the-scenes look at how people are using your website.
Exactly.
And you can use that to tailor the experience even more.
Right. All of this data can help you refine your message, your visuals, even your website designed to better suit your audience.
Okay, so we've gathered data, crafted a message, and figured out how to get it in front of the right people. Anything else we need to think about? The source mentioned something about storytelling.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does talk about the power of storytelling, saying it's really key to making that emotional connection with your audience.
Stories are powerful.
Mm.
You know, they draw us in. We've been telling stories forever.
Mm.
I mean, they help us make sense of the world. They help us connect with each other. They inspire us to take action.
Yeah, when you hear about someone overcoming a challenge, it makes you feel like you can do it too.
Exactly. And that's why storytelling is so powerful for brands.
Okay.
Instead of just throwing facts and figures at people.
Right.
You're inviting them to experience your brand on a whole other level.
So it's not just what you sell, it's the feeling you create.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Let's say you're a company that makes those eco-friendly cleaning products.
Okay.
You could tell the story of your founder,
mm-hmm.
how they saw the impact of pollution in their community. And that's what inspired them to start this business.
Mm.
Now, it's not just about buying cleaning products.
Right.
It's about being part of something bigger.
Yeah, like joining a movement.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're giving people a reason to believe in your brand.
It's more than just a transaction.
Yeah. And the best stories come from real people, you know, testimonials from customers, or maybe a behind-the-scenes look at how your product is made.
Right.
That authenticity builds trust.
It makes me think about that campaign a few years back,
right,
where they showed real people talking about their experiences with allergy medicine.
Yeah.
It was so much more powerful than just seeing actors in a commercial.
Authenticity is key.
Yeah.
People can spot a fake from a mile away.
Right.
But when you share real stories that connect with your audience, that's where the magic happens.
Okay, so we've covered all these strategies. But what about the pitfalls? Like, what are some things we need to be careful about when we're targeting our audience?
One of the biggest mistakes is relying too much on demographics.
Okay.
Remember, people are more than just their age or location or income.
Right. You can't put everyone in a box.
Yeah, exactly. We have to be so careful about stereotypes.
Yeah.
Just because someone's a millennial doesn't mean they're obsessed with avocado toast.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
And just because someone's a senior citizen doesn't mean they're not tech savvy.
So true.
We have to respect those individual differences.
Absolutely. What else?
Another big one is being inauthentic.
Okay.
If your message feels forced or fake,
yeah,
people will see right through it.
It's like when a brand tries way too hard to use slang.
Ugh. Yeah.
It's painful.
So cringy. Be yourself. Be genuine. That's how you connect.
So to wrap things up, we've learned that speaking your audience's language is about really understanding them, their demographics, their interests, what they do, how they live their lives.
It's about crafting a message that truly resonates with them.
And then using stories to make that real emotional connection.
Exactly. It's about seeing them as people.
Building those relationships.
Yeah.
Wow, we covered a lot today.
We did.
But this is just the beginning. The real work starts when you take these ideas and actually use them.
So think about your own audience.
Yeah.
What makes them tick? What stories will resonate with them?
What can you do differently to connect with them on a deeper level?
Exactly.
Awesome advice. Thanks for joining me on this deep dive. Until next time, keep exploring and keep connecting.